The battle over LGBT civil rights in Arkansas resumed in Washington County Circuit Court yesterday after a seven-month hiatus. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media and Fayetteville reports, several key pretrial motions were upended.
Arkansas's civil rights code does not accommodate LGBT Arkansans, so several cities, including Fayetteville and Eureka Springs, have passed inclusive ordinances. A 2015 state law known as Act 137, however, seeks to stop them. A socially conservative group called Protect Fayetteville sued Fayetteville in Washington County Circuit Court in 2016 after Act 137 became law and lost. With intervener Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, the plaintiffs appealed to the Arkansas Supreme Court, which struck down the Fayetteville ordinance. The justices, however, remanded the case back to lower court to decide on Act 137's constitutionality. On Thursday, Washington County Circuit Court Judge Doug Martin ruled against two motions filed by the state to stay Fayetteville's ordinance from further implementation and to limit discovery. Outside the courtroom, Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams says he has to prove lawmakers passed Act 137 with animus, so must depose Republican State Senator Bart Hester and Republican Representative Bob Ballinger, who co-sponsored the law.
I think it is appropriate that the two legislative sponsors of Act 137 get a chance to explain their side of it and answer questions about why they wanted to, in fact, pass this particular act.
Travis Story, the lead attorney for Protect Fayetteville, says he and the attorney general plan to appeal Martin's decision, saying lawmakers are legally protected from such intrusion.
The state's position, which we're in agreement with, is that there are privileges. I think this is going to be an issue that's going to be appealed to the Arkansas Supreme Court.
As a consequence, a November bench trial scheduled in Washington County Circuit Court may be delayed. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.